Climate Depression by Barbara Rhine. The election nears as the country veers toward disaster. Between COVID and the id of this awful president, no precedent for what he shows us as he blows our minds. My stomach contracts. Trump, his rump, his Agent Orange skin pump, the dump of his mind. His plan, his Twitter feed, his scan, his endless greed, his stupid need to ruin bears' ears, the largest intact habitat still around. Panthers still walk there, can you remember them? One type now rare, but common among the fair mammals who try to stay alive, even to thrive in our presence, yet still go down with us humans around. They plan roads there, to load coal there, that black chip that's got us at the lip over which we now tip toward disaster. And what about the ones who lied for 30 years while they fried our planet? Ha! Boil them in oil, perhaps? I pace the hard path at the foot of my yard, but even this space is laced with the constant whir, chir, purr of the freeway as it spews CO2 24/7. Good heavens, which part of existential threat is it that they just can't get? Throughout the night, I see that it's not going to be all right, but we've got to be strong to keep it from being all wrong. And right now, we just don't know. Quiet as is kept, each breath is a step into unknown space. We humans could pace ourselves, begin to restrain, even abstain from doing more harm. Learn to slow down, and yes, even frown at the stupid creed of endless greed that does nothing but breed disaster. We must master ourselves and delve deep, even as we weep for what we have lost. Just tossed away while we fought native peoples to the grave over what nature gave. You know what? It could still sustain us all as we decide not to fall, not to slip, not to flip into catastrophe. Ah, climate distress, please don't depress me into inaction to the satisfaction of those who will gloat, continue to bloat, while the rest of us blink as our habitat shrinks.